Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everyone is having an absolutely incredible day today. I was so pleased to hear yesterday if you guys saw this. Obviously, we're all making a difference. You guys are making a difference. We're making a difference. Everybody in alternative media that's telling the truth is making a difference. We discussed the issue with Shelley Luther, the salon owner in Dallas. We told you yesterday the judge basically told her she was going to jail for 7 days and fining her $7,000 because she basically refused to apologize for keeping her salon open and trying to keep her kids fed and her workers fed. Now, the Texas Attorney General, if you saw this, General Ken Paxton, told the judge that the woman needs to be freed immediately. And then on top of that, you had the Lieutenant Governor of Texas, Dan Patrick, said he will pay her fine now if he needs to. Paxton said that Shelley Luther was unjustly jailed and it was an abuse of the judge's discretion, and emphasized that the woman was keeping her business open to feed her family. This is huge, guys, and this is exactly what has to start happening. And I told you guys it's already happened over in Tampa with the guy that basically had the card shop. The Pinellas County Sheriff's Department went over there and arrested him because he refused to shut down his business, even though he actually didn't have it open to go inside. He was just doing walk-up orders, and they said that he was not essential and he could not work, and they arrested him. And, of course, the attorney general over here in Florida told the basically sheriff's department that they were not going to prosecute, excuse me, the prosecuting attorney said they were not going to prosecute it. They were no billing the entire thing. So this is big, especially in Texas, because this took it a step even further of not just trying to force her to shut down her business and not allow her to feed her family, to fine her $7,000, which is unbelievably absorbent, and jail her for 7 days without bail. And there is no constitutional basis or legality of the judge to be able to legally do that. And the attorney general said absolutely not. So very happy to see that this morning, Dad. What do you think about all that going on today?
I think she needs to run for Congress. The woman's got more testosterone than almost any man in Congress right now. I mean, the woman's something else. And the thing I like about her is this. She got herself in trouble because she's trying to feed her family. And she goes, nah, I'm not going to listen to this. This is tyranny. I'm not going to do this. And she did it anyhow. She stayed open. Then the judge said, if you don't do this, if you don't pay the fine or whatever and close down and apologize, I'm putting you in jail. She put me in jail. Put me in jail. Do what you think you need to do. And I've had it. And it went viral. And it went viral because of alt media. That's what made it go viral. We, the people, the alt media, made it go viral. Because we've had enough of this. We've had enough of these government bureaucrats who only care about their special interest groups and how much money they can get in their Swiss accounts and how many boys they could screw. Yeah, I did say that, didn't I? And little girls they could screw, a bunch of sickos with Jeffrey Epstein. We've seen that too. And, you know, I'm not saying all of them are like that because they're not. But I'm talking about a bunch of them are that are complete and totally compromised. And it's sick. They're all involved in all kinds of sick stuff. And we've got a guy here locally with us. I'm not going to mention any names. This guy is so corrupt it makes you want to puke. I mean, every time you turn around, he's involved in another corrupt deal, another corrupt deal, another corrupt deal, another corrupt deal. He's a politician here locally. And it's awful. The guy's just completely and totally corrupt. But he always does it right at the edge of the law. And even when he gets exposed for it, he just keeps doing it and doing it and doing it. And pretty soon, everybody just expects him to do it. And it's unreal because he's making literally millions and millions and millions of dollars for his friends, making sure things get passed, making sure things get pushed through. And you think, why is it so corrupt? Well, it's just the way we've allowed it to become. Guys, if we don't tolerate this stuff, like this lady in Texas, something's going to be changed. I mean, if every single business owner went back to work and opened their businesses, what are they going to do? Here, that's the question. What is the government going to do? Are they going to bring the military in and start shooting people to protect us and shooting people to kill people to keep out of their businesses? No, they're not going to do that. And this lady said, look, this is going viral. And I've got to give everybody credit, including our show, that really pushed this agenda this week about what happened to this poor lady. I hope she sues them for tens of millions of dollars. Her GoFundMe has already generated almost $500,000. And I'm happy for her. I hope she makes, after what they did to her, it's like that kid a few years ago who was up there in Washington, D.C., And they basically said he was this bad kid who tried to start this big thing with this Indian guy. And the Indian guy started every bit of it. And that kid now is suing also. And they completely eviscerated him in the media. And this is the kind of stuff that we have to stop. It's like now we're seeing that Fauci directly funded the Wuhan laboratory through his basically foundations. Ever since we changed the laws 20, 30 years ago with these universities, where if a person who was a researcher found a cure or a patent, they could put the patent in their name and become millionaires, we have completely corrupted research. Let me give you the reason why. If someone's working for me and I'm paying them to produce a work product. If we, the people of the United States, are funding state universities to do research, that research belongs to the people of the United States, not to the individual researcher. Now, I have no problem putting their name on it. I have no problem naming the name, naming it after them. Whatever. I don't care. Doesn't make a difference. But you don't give them money to set up a patent, which then gets, of course, sold through the patent office, which then gets absorbed by the international banking cartels, who then basically are allowed to produce huge amounts of profits by basically running drugs or taking drugs off the market. We see this over and over and over and over again, and to the point now that we've completely compromised our research through our major universities because of grants. And we give them $1 million, $5 million, $10 million, $20 million grant. The people do. We the people. And they find something very interesting that they can patent. So they get to keep it personally. And this is completely incorrupt. This is completely and totally corrupted science because they don't want to take anything that's a naturally occurring product and work on it, which can't be patented. Now, I'm going to say that again. If we know that if vitamin C intravenously will cure cancer, or it will cure AIDS, or it will cure anything, I'm just picking those things as just examples. I'm not claiming that it does that, but if we know that it did, and we found out that through research, through double-blind clinical research studies, wow, there's no way to patent it. It's vitamin C. Now we have people buying vitamin C for, you know, IVs for $50, $60, $70, $100 at a shot, staying healthy with it, and all of a sudden there's no billions and trillions of dollars being made on the back end. And this is the problem with natural occurring cures. But now they're coming out with these viruses, and this is the thing. Also, in 86, when President Reagan prevented the vaccine manufacturers from being sued anymore, it changed everything, guys. The reason he had to do that is because of what happened with the swine flu vaccines that were come out in the 70s. All these people that had worked through the systems, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, all these, they were paralyzed. And they were suing these manufacturers. They were all about to go out of business, to be honest with you. They were about to be shut down. And Reagan said, we're just going to give them immunity, blah, blah, blah. And they did, you know. And you look back with what Reagan did with the assault weapon bans. You look at what Reagan did with, you know, with the vaccine manufacturers. He did a lot of really, really lousy stuff because he was kept under medication, you know, by George Bush and the gang, and was not allowed to be president, not allowed to read the stuff, kept in a stupor, coming down with senile dementia. We'd bring him out, dust him off, jack him up on some caffeine or whatever they had to give him to get him to give a good speech, and then let him go back to sleep. It's like that circus clown show. It's like he was the dummy ventriloquist guy. I mean, this is what was happening with Reagan as the deep state ran his country. And then of course, Bush, you know, the CIA drug runner, had to get involved with the Contras and had to start slinging dope out of Central America and bringing drugs out of Central America in order, quote unquote, get these people free with the freedom fighters. And we saw what happened with Ollie North, all under Reagan. And Reagan was completely clueless, I guarantee you about it. He didn't know about this stuff. But, you know, he finally fell on his sword at the end, you know, kind of admitted to it and said, you know, my bad. And the sad part about all of this stuff is that he wasn't even involved in it. And if he was, it was on the outskirts. And see, and this is what happens. We have all of these people being controlled by the deep state. I love this one guy now. He's a congressman. He goes, I will not cover my face. He says, won't do it. Ohio representative says, refuses to wear a protective face mask and says that arguing and covering our faces is covering the image of God. Now, I'm going to take this out for a little ways on this particular article. You see, well, that guy sounds like he's nuts. So let's go through with this. Ohio representative Nino Vitale says he refuses to wear a face mask because we are created in the image and the likeness of God. And he goes, this is not the entire world, Vitale wrote on Monday, Facebook post. It's the greatest nation on earth founded on Christian principles. One of those principles that we are all created in the image and likeness of God, and that image is seen the most by our face, and I will not wear a mask. Now, Vitale posted the statement on Facebook after Ohio Governor Mike DeWine strongly encouraged people to wear masks in public. He, however, did not mandate the wearing of masks. Now, this is interesting when they're trying to force us to wear masks. Now, I'm going to stop for one second. Now, I'm going to say some stuff that's kind of esoteric, which means kind of hidden. You know, we've been trying to figure out why they're pushing the mask when they already told us the masks don't work. Okay, now if a person has coronavirus, they probably need to wear a mask. I'll be honest with you. If they're really, really sick and they're sneezing and coughing and hacking and spewing and spitting in public, they probably need to wear a mask. But a healthy person doesn't need to wear a mask. But I'm going to say something I said the other day again, because I like what this guy said. You think through this for a second. These entities that run this planet, whether they're based in Antarctica, whether they're based in an interdimensional interface, whether they're based on another planet, or whatever they are, or if they're kind of just floating around in the ether. Whatever they are, they don't like God. They really, really dislike the great I am, right? They want everybody to believe that their God is the real God and our God is the bad God. Now, I'm going to come back and say one more thing. And I said this to the people years ago on Hagman, and I'm saying it again to all of you guys, and I'm going to say it because I say it every once in a while. Is if you guys are listening to the show, now listen to me, because I know you guys are transcribing the show. Listen to me. Write this down very carefully. I'll say it slowly so you can write it down clearly. Now, I'm not talking about the guys who normally listen to the show, but the government agencies who basically transcribe our show every day, or these, whatever they are. You say that your God, this Ein Sof, this snake in a tree God, or Satan, or Moloch, or Baal, or Asherah, or the goat, Baphomet, whatever you want to call him. You pick a name. That he's the good guy, all right? Then why does he require the sacrifice of children and the sodomy of children and the killing of children and 60 million abortions? Why does he require that? I mean, ask yourself that question if you really believe this is the good guy. Our God, the great I am, says don't do that. But your God says it's okay and you should do it. You need to practice it. And our God in the Old Testament said it was an abomination to him when the Jews, the Israelites, were sacrificing their children to Baal and to Moloch and to Asherah. He said, no, these ancient Canaanite fertility rituals, they're awful. Don't do this. But yet, you guys say he's the good guy. So why do you think that he's going to take care of you or take care of your children or try to help you if you need help? And what do you think he's going to do to you when you go across the veil? If he's willing to do this to your children while you're still here watching him and you're approving it, what do you think he's going to do to you when you get to the other side? It's going to be pretty bad. So why don't you think through that before you start putting your hope and your faith in this entity, this weird thing, this whatever it is, this pick a name, which you guys always have all these names for it. But guys, this is the thing I'm trying to point out. These things, these entities hate the great I am. And they hate you and me because we're made in his image. Here we go. Get ready. So they would like nothing more than to cover his image by making the entire human population as an insult to God to cover the face of a being that's made in the image of God. You think, well, that's going too far, Ted. And I'm just saying, I'm throwing it out there. I'm not saying that's why they're doing it, but it seems kind of odd to me that this is happening. And this Ohio representative, I thought, made a pretty good point. Now, I realize that when a person's in an operating room, and the doctor's in the operating room, and they're trying to keep it sterile because they've got the body cavity open, and they're doing a appendicitis or whatever, heart surgery or whatever they're doing, they got to keep germs from going into the body cavity in case they're sneezing or coughing or hacking. I got that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about trying to get the entire human population to walk around with masks. I mean, not only is it dangerous because you're inhaling your own toxins all the time, not getting enough oxygen, but it also is not going to be any good for your immune system because our immune system is designed to work with the ecosystem in order to get certain things into our bodies to produce antibodies against it to allow our immune system to stay strong. You put a human being in a sterile environment, they lose the ability to have their immune system fight off stuff, and they get sicker and sicker and sicker. When they stop this social distance, when they stop this at-home quarantine stuff now, you're going to have a huge spike in coronavirus cases. I'm telling you what's going to happen. Because people's immune systems have gotten impaired for the last couple of months sitting around, you know, staring at a screen or wearing a mask and not being exposed to stuff. Our bodies are designed to continually be exposed to things to allow our immune system to continually function and fight off disease. So it's going to be interesting. But I agree with this Ohio representative. Wearing a mask, nah, I don't care for all that. I'm not going to do it. You know, no. Again, think through this, all of this stuff and what they're doing. What do you think, Oz?
Well, and the other thing you have to look at, too, is that when you breathe, you're designed to take in and basically exhale the toxins, the carbon monoxide and all that out, and you're supposed to breathe in the O2, the oxygen. Now, when you're wearing a mask, like Dad said, for a short period of time, and you're a doctor and you're a surgeon, that's crucial. You need to have that on. But you have to think about it. When you start wearing a mask everywhere, we've seen this now, even all over here, people driving around with masks on. Every time they go to the store, they got a mask all sucked around their face. You're even trying to breathe through it. You're massively decreasing the amount of O2 that's going in your body. Not only that, like Dad said, when you're constantly washing your hands with antibacterial soap and hand sanitizer every minute, which I've seen a lot of people do, they don't even touch stuff. They just walk around, put hand sanitizer on. Oh, hand sanitizer again. Hand sanitizer again. Washing this. Keeping their face mask on. There's certain germs and pathogens and bacteria that your bodies are designed to be exposed to on a regular basis, just like he said. And then the video, I watched part of it, the Plandemic film, with Dr. Judy Mikovits, and Dad sent it to me. A bunch of people have sent it to me. I've watched the big part of it with her. I highly recommend you guys watch that. I'm going to try to get the link for it and put it on the website today so you guys can watch it. And this lady's brilliant. Like Dad said yesterday, she was talking about it. Now, one thing that was interesting, when I watched what she said yesterday, is a lot of people have been asking, if this virus isn't that bad, why was there such a horrible death rate in Italy? Because that's been reported pretty much regularly, even from independent people over there, that, I mean, the death rate over there has been horrific, much more than pretty much any part of the world. Well, she goes on to here, she said, the level of elderly population is much higher than anywhere in the world. Also, too, one thing that nobody has discussed, and she brought this up, she said in September 2019, last year, September 2019, in Italy rolled out an entirely new type of influenza vaccine that they said everybody needed to get. The vaccine was called VIQCC, and it was different than any other influenza vaccine that's ever been produced. Most available influenza vaccines are produced with embryonic chicken eggs. VIQCC, however, was produced from cultured animal cells, not from eggs, and it had a significant more boost, which basically impaired the immune system more than any other flu vaccine that's ever been produced. VIQCC also contained four types of viruses, two type B viruses, the H3N2 vaccine virus, and also the swine flu H1N1 vaccine. So you had a vaccine, with four different types of viruses, including the heavily immune-pairing H1N1. And she said it literally was a super vaccine that impacted the immune system in such a way that it massively allowed any exposure to coronavirus to be much more than normal. They're also starting to find out, this is very difficult to quantify because you have to really dig into the research that they don't want you to see. She is saying that the vast majority of people, not all of them, but the vast majority of people that are getting deathly ill and being hospitalized and ventilators and mostly dying, this is happening to from coronavirus, have had the flu vaccine even in the United States. Now, I have not been able to clarify all that yet. I'm still trying to research it because that's a very difficult thing to clarify because that means you'd have to look at the history record, the medical record, as she's had access to some of it. But the information she's coming out with makes a lot of sense. If your body is designed to handle, remember, and you got to think about this too, guys. Our bodies never, never were designed to handle multiple viruses injected into our muscle tissue at one time. Our bodies were not designed to function like that. If you get exposed to a single virus or even multiple viruses at one time, what do? You get it through your nose, you breathe it into your lungs, you ingest it, it gets into your stomach, or it gets into your nose and gets into your lungs, and your body basically is exposed to it fairly slowly and then basically has the immune response and is designed to handle it. But it's designed to go through multiple barriers. It's never designed to be injected right into your muscle tissue, right into your bloodstream. It's literally a shock on the entire body. And so what they're saying is here in Italy, not only did they just have a flu shot, it was a four-tiered flu shot that has never been tried before on a general populace. And it even had the H1N1 on it, which we already know the autoimmune problems that have been been caused by that virus in vaccines. So please do some research on this. Look at what's going on. And she even said, it's the exact same thing I said. She's been saying this for years now, and this I got some of my research from her and multiple other people. She said the RNA vaccine, which is the RNA vaccine that they're using to make the COVID-19 vaccine, it's an RNA, which it goes in and actually changes your DNA. She said it's never been done successfully without having some type of massive side effects on the back end. It's never been done. That's why the FDA has never approved RNA vaccines for human usage. Yet now all of a sudden, everything's a green light. We're giving hundreds of millions of dollars to pretty much every single pharmaceutical company. I pulled up the article today. It came up on Forbes. You guys saw this. The U.S. government has now already handed a $450 million deal to Janssen & Janssen with their pharmaceutical arm, Janssen Pharmaceutical, Johnson & Johnson, for COVID-19 vaccine. $450 million deal, and that's just warming up. They have now said that as of May 1st, the U.S. government put out a $100 million contract for specific needles and syringes for a COVID-19 mass vaccination campaign. $27.5 million went to Colorado-based Marathon Medical Contract, and another $83.7 million went to the Texas Business Retractable Technologies Contract for syringes and needles specifically for COVID-19 vaccination campaign. So you have to ask yourself a question. We have, you know, Dr. Judy Mikovits over here telling us this is not okay. I mean, she is brilliant. She's the one that basically nailed the stuff with the AIDS and HIV back in the 80s. And again, I really encourage you guys to watch this video. We're going to try to get it up on the website today, at least a section of it. She nailed all this. They jailed her because of this. And she said, they blatantly told her, if you break this gag order we're giving you after all that stuff happened, we are going to find new evidence to jail you again. And now she said she's had enough. She goes, this is a global catastrophe, and they know exactly what they're doing, and Fauci is the head of it. And Bill Gates, his little minion, is the one who's basically bankrolling the whole thing. And that's why everybody's been starting to ask now, why in the world does Bill Gates have so much pull? Why in the world has he made comments like, oh, unless we get a mass vaccination campaign, we're not going to be able to have, you know, basically large groups of people and large social gatherings again? When in the world did he get elected? When in the world did he get a doctorate? When in the world did we say, hey, we're going to appoint you to be the head of the vaccine campaign in the world? Nobody has done that, guys. But yet this guy, this multi-billionaire who's basically got links to every single pharmaceutical company, completely and totally breaking conflict of interest in some cases. He's on the board of some pharmaceutical companies that he funds and donates money for more research. You know how you're supposed to do that. And then he goes in and gets these contracts for them. He is blatantly pushing this agenda. So you have to ask yourself a question. What is really going on behind the scenes? And I think it's pretty clear that we're starting to see now. They are doing this to intentionally bankrupt the country, to completely hamstring cut the entire small business sector, intentionally to force them so that pretty much everybody is going to be forced into a vaccination campaign, whether they want it or not, simply because they're going to be so desperate, so hungry, and so broke, they're not going to have anything left to do. There's an article that already came out now, basically from End of the American Dream from Michael Snyder. And he said now, according to a shocking new survey, 52% of small businesses expect to be out of business within the next 6 months because of cash flow if this does not change. Now, I mean, this is something that's pretty crazy. And that was actually from a Bloomberg survey they conducted. They found that 52% of U.S. small business owners expect to be out of business within 6 months, basically by the end of the year. This is troubling, guys, that we're seeing these guys do this. And so that's why I'm so proud of this salon owner in Texas. I was so proud of that guy over in Tampa. This has to be done. And, I mean, there's multiple people now that are starting to call and basically say, Monday, May 18th, open your business. there's all across the state now, this is starting to basically get wind, and people are starting to say, hey, I don't care. We're opening up May 18th. Unless we're in a hot zone that there's basically people that are having huge amount of deaths still with coronavirus, and we still need to be locked down, which there's only a very few of those, like New York City and like right in the middle of Miami, allegedly. But pretty much the rest of the country, dude, May 18th, we're opening up our business. They have no legal precedent to tell you're essential and you're not essential and you cannot work, but other people can. They don't have it. There is nothing in the Constitution that grants them that level of control over a populace. Again, like I said before, if there is a national emergency and the president said, this is an executive order, we have to shut down everything for 4 or 5 days, the whole country has to go dark, we have to do this immediately to stop this, that would be completely different. But that's not that. We still have businesses operating. Almost all of the large companies, the big boy companies, Costco, Sam's, Walmart, all these big companies, they're labeled essential. And you go, you go into these businesses, and dude, everybody's shoulder to shoulder half the time. Everybody's running around. So obviously it's not an issue because you're not having thousands of people drop dead from COVID-19 that went into a Sam's Club or a Walmart last week. You're not having that at all. So why are they saying, you're essential, you're not essential, we're going to jail you, arrest you, and fine you, because, guys, it's for your protection. You got to understand, we're going to arrest you and fine you into bankruptcy because we're trying to protect you. It's like Dan and I joked around the other day, we're thinking of this vaccine campaign. If you don't let us vaccine you and protect you, we're going to shoot you. Is that where it's going to go with this? I mean, how far are we willing to let this go? And the problem is, guys, listen to me very clearly on this. If we let it get to that, and we are basically to the point now where we have to start building militias in small towns so that they cannot bring in UN vaccine campaigns to vaccinate everybody, we're already too far into it. We already are going to be neck deep, and it's not going to be fun for anybody. The only option we have right now is to open up small businesses, allow them to operate, start bringing in cash flow, and say, hey, this is America. We're going to stack cash. This is the land of the free and the home of the brave. We're not going to cower in fear in our house. And again, I've told you guys before, if you know somebody with an autoimmune issue or they have serious health problems, they're an elderly individual, yeah, it may be best to stay at home. It may be best to not go out if you don't have to. But telling the general population that we already know now the numbers have had to been intentionally inflated. They're adding COVID-19 on pretty much every death certificate, even if they don't have COVID-19, even if they never tested for it. Dr. Judy, she was talking about the aspect of if somebody comes in the hospital, and they have COPD, and they have, you know, problem with COPD, and they end up dying from COPD. She goes, the lung tissue of somebody with COPD looks almost identical to somebody that's died from COVID-19. Yet they're not going to even test them. They're simply going to write it as COVID-19 patient or COVID-19 hospitalization or COVID-19 death. This is the truth of what's going on. So I encourage everybody, wake up, get this information out there, watch the Plandemic film that we're going to put on the website today, and understand this is not what we're being told. And we have to wake up and make a stand, because if we cower down much longer for the next 6 months, they're telling us what they're about to do. They're not putting out $100 million bids for needles and syringes for a vaccine campaign because they want to have a bunch of needles in a warehouse sitting there doing nothing. They're not giving hundreds of millions of dollars to Johnson & Johnson and all these other pharmaceutical companies to start the vaccines up as fast as they can because they're planning on putting vaccines in a freezer and never using them. They're telling us what they're getting ready to do right now. You just have to wake up and look at it and realize what's about to happen and make a decision. Remember I told you guys 2 weeks ago, I said, it's crucial right now. You ask yourself this question. Are you going to allow them to forcibly vaccinate you and make you capitulate into being vaccinated because they tell you? That's a question. You don't wait until they're at your house intimidating you with SWAT teams saying, hey, we're going to come in right now. No. You stop that before it gets to your house. I talked to multiple of my friends, including some of my guys in retired Army, as we've gone over different contingency plans around our neighborhood, around our compound, in certain areas of the city, if we have to basically support our fellow local people and our local patriots with security details. And I said, listen, guys, the thing you have to understand, this is what one of my other Army guys said. He goes, you can't wait until they're at your front door ready to breach it. You have to have hard and soft target perimeters. You have to have stopping points basically before they get to your house. You have to have multiple fallbacks. You can't say, well, if they come to my front door, I'm going to answer with a shotgun. Let me tell you what's going to happen. They're just going to breach your front door and shoot you in the face, and they're going to say you were an armed rebel and you basically pointed the gun at them. Remember what happened a month ago where they said that they were going to breach that one kid's house in Arizona or whatever, and they shot him in the face through the window and ended up shooting his wife because they said he got up out of bed and pointed a gun at them because they were walking around his house outside at night at 4 a.m. with flashlights and ski mask on getting ready to breach it, and he looked out the window to see who the heck's out his window, and they opened fire into an occupied dwelling not even knowing who's in the house. Oh yeah, nobody's talking about that anymore. Oh yeah, nobody's talking about that. Hence my point. You don't wait until they get to your front door to say, guess what, guys? I've now decided to resist your tyranny. I'm no longer going to do it. Go back, look at what happened in the beginning stages of the Revolutionary War. They didn't sit in their home and wait for the redcoats to show up and kick their door in. They formed areas and cordoned off areas of security perimeters to make sure this didn't happen. Now, I know this is some real heavy stuff to talk about, and I'm not advocating violence. What I am advocating is the protection and safety of your family and your country and knowing your God-given rights and your constitutional rights. That's what I'm encouraging you to do, and make sure you understand what is happening right now and wake up and look at it then.
Well, you know, Austin, the Revolutionary War, what a lot of people don't realize is they had fought the French and Indian War 20 years earlier, and these men were hardened soldiers, basically, in the colonies. A lot of them were hardened soldiers. In fact, if you watch the movie The Patriot with Mel Gibson, it's a fictional account, but what it does do, it has some basis in history, and they talk about the French and Indian War, and yep. It's the same thing. If you watch the movie Last of the Mohicans, it goes into detail with some of this. In fact, the theme song of our show is from The Last of the Mohicans, when we play that music every day. So we're not advocating that you go in and start fighting, start shooting people and whatever. What we're saying is be prepared with whatever's going to happen. And this doesn't have to be the government. This could be the Chinese. This could be the Russians. This could be another group of people. This could be the United Nations coming in with armed troops. We don't know what the heck these guys are planning. Now, that's just the truth. So what Austin's saying is be prepared for every contingency. And, you know, you got to think through this for a second. I mean, like, you know, when I go to bed at night, you know, I keep my doors locked. I keep my security on. I keep my cameras on. I keep my alarms on. I keep my perimeter secure. And I keep a 12-gauge by the bed. And I keep a 45 by the bed. And I chain my inside doors. And. Because any time that you have a breach into your house, whether it be a person coming in to shoot you, to rob you, for a home invasion, whatever it is, it doesn't make any difference. You have to be prepared for it before it happens. I talked about this. In fact, we posted this on our website, our news site, with Stanford Strong, Strong Against Crime. He says you always have to have a contingency plan not to go to crime scene number two. You always have to be prepared. If someone carjacks you in a parking lot, Stanford Strong says, if you're driving and they carjack you, run into the car next to you, run into the front of Walmart, run into one of the posts, run into something, run into a telephone pole. He says you don't want to leave crime scene number one and go to crime scene number two. You want to stay where a lot of people are. You just make everybody realize something's wrong. You know, heck with it. You know, the insurance will cover the car cost. Don't worry about it. But don't be sitting here going to crime scene number two. Don't be allowing them to decide. This is the same mindset you've got to have when you're having a baby. The nurse comes up to you. Well, we have to do the hepatitis shot. Oh, we haven't thought about that. Well, we have to do that right now. Well, why? No, because, you know, you may be a drug-using IV whore. What? I'm not a drug-using IV whore, Mom says. Well, we think you are. So we're going to give your baby a hepatitis shot. We're going to start impairing its immune system from birth. No! Well, yeah, you have to do this. Well, did you go, okay, I didn't know I had to do it. Because you don't know your rights. You make these decisions before you do this. You make these decisions. You say, no, you're not going to touch my baby. Heck with you, I'm going to a midwife instead. Yeah, well, you can do that too. Not avoid all that nonsense. See, all of these things have to be pre-thought and pre-planned. I remember Jim Rohn one time said, he says the biggest failure in business is the inability to organize detail. And he's right. you have to have your life laid out as far as what you will and won't accept. Otherwise, your mother-in-law or your father-in-law or other relatives or other people or the next-door neighbor plumber or the next-door neighbor electrician or the next-door neighbor whatever is going to be telling you what to do from a health standpoint. You got to think, well, what are his credentials? What are their credentials? I've seen this so many times. You're laying on the beach and you're by yourself. You got a mile both directions. It's completely deserted, getting some sun, about to take a nap. SWAT team shows up. You are not allowed on this beach. It's a public beach. You are not allowed here. This is not safe. You have to leave now. Go to Walmart where it's safe. You're like, I don't want to go to Walmart. Go to Costco. I don't want to go to Costco. I want to lay here on the beach by myself in the sand, in the sun. No, you may not lay on the beach. It is not safe. We will arrest you. We will detain you. You say, well, they wouldn't do that. Just in New Jersey yesterday, new shocking video posted on our website. Cop repeatedly beating a man while another cop pins the man to the ground. I mean, here they're batoning him. They're beating him in the face. And what are they doing it for? For not following social distancing rules, despite the officers not wearing masks themselves. Hey, what happened? It's 1938. We're living in Berlin. And I hear the stormtroopers marching in goose step down the cobblestone streets of Berlin. Sieg Heil! And you go, what are you talking about, Ted? Yeah, if you listen to the show long enough, you know what I'm talking about. Where do you think we're going as the Q people lick Trump's boots? Yeah, you think about what I'm saying. It'll all work out. They'll all be exposed. We're going to be bootlickers for Donald Trump. Look, I voted for Trump, and I told you this. But by gosh, he's got Fauci in charge. He's running a whole campaign for vaccines with hundreds of millions of needles now being bought. Guys, they're playing for blood, like in that movie Tombstone. You know, they wonder if you're their Huckleberry. Guys, that's where we are right now. And that's what we've got ourselves into, sitting on the beach being told you have to leave because it's not safe. I mean, this is just unbelievable. By the way, Wall Street Journal just came out with an article after we talked about bankruptcies yesterday. It said law firms are gearing up for a massive expected jump in bankruptcies triggered by the coronavirus. We're going to see so many people all over the world filing bankruptcy. There's been a massive drop in car sales, and it's sparking a new push in Congress to aid the auto industry. Here we go. Since the outbreak began, wonder why, retailers have sold nearly 1 million fewer vehicles than forecast, spurring some lawmakers to consider new federal incentives for buyers. Now you think about it for a second. They shut General Motors down, and they have a million less cars being sold. Who's controlling General Motors since they decided to get bailed out by the international banking cartel a few years ago? You want we walk this right back through to that. Think through what they're telling you and question the narrative, because America has literally become the land of snitches now during this coronavirus pandemic. Did you hear what Ted and Austin Brewer said on the show? Blah, 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 blah. No, this is ridiculous. It's snitch, 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 snitch. So, guys, you trolls, because there are a lot of trolls now that are sending us letters and emails or whatever, attacking us online, whatever. Don't care anymore. Okay? You trolls, go get yourself a real life. Get yourself a real job. I mean, and I'm going to say this again. And if you're not a troll, and you don't like something that we said or something that we do or whatever, because we're not promoting violence of any type. We're just telling you to protect your family. Why don't you start your own talk show? Why don't you do what we did 7-8 years ago? Start your own talk show so everybody can hear your point of view. Why don't you do that? Instead of criticizing everybody, why don't you get down here in the trenches with the rest of us where basically everybody can take pot shots at you? Don't be that armchair quarterback that likes to get on your doggone keypad and start calling people names and calling people out. I remember years ago, Austin basically, you know, does a lot of trucks and went to a truck show, and a lot of people know who Austin is because of that. And one day he was getting chewed out by some guy in another state. He basically was all big mouth. Well, Austin met him at a truck show. The guy's like 5 feet tall. Austin's like 6 feet tall, 200 pounds of pure muscle, right? And the guy looks at Austin and he's, oh, I was just joking around with you, man. Austin just looked at him and shook his head. Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy. You know, if you're going to, you got to, that's why I love this woman. My gosh, she's pretty too. She's a pretty woman. She's a hairdresser. She's got some guts. She's got some testosterone. She says, no, I'm not going to let you not let me feed my children or let my girls not feed their children. And it was in a travesty of justice what happened to Exodus. I'm so happy this lady stood up for her rights. But guys, why is she different than the rest of us? I'm vocal. I go everywhere I go. Austin, I'm surprised we didn't get thrown out of Walmart a month ago. I mean, I talk about this stuff out loud all the time, everywhere I go. Had enough. And hard and cold with the looks of those in whose vicinity I had sneezed. You know, this is the whole thing we deal with here, guys. No, this is not okay. We're not going to put up with it. We're not going to put up with tyranny. And guys, I'm telling you what, I feel the momentum going our way. If we can get you, the patriot, to stop believing in Q and stop believing in Trump as a savior and realize that we've got to stand against all forms of tyranny, no matter what they say, we've got to look at what they do, we can change this. And I believe right now we're pushing this back. Because a third of the population now is saying we will not take a Bill Gates Fauci vaccine. That's a third. They can't go against the whole country like that. They can't go against 100 million people saying no. They can't. It's impossible. But all they can do is to continue to cripple us financially. Cripple us. Shut the businesses down. Shut the people down. Make us all financially destitute so that we are dependent on that $1,200 stimulus check every month so we have the great state supporting us and giving us food. Guys, this is pure Satanism, satanic communism, socialism. This is an oligarchy running the world. That's what this is. This is not just in the United States. It's everywhere. We've got to stand against all of it. Austin, what do you think?
Really well said. And I mean, the next thing that everybody needs to start thinking about is what is going to happen when you put your children back in school? That's the next question. There's a article from Daisy Luther, and I just got this in earlier, in Quebec, Canada. They're actually going to be opening some of these schools for summer classes and so forth for on inside and everything. So, you know, Canada's got like a different school structure as far as them the U.S. has. So I think May 19th, they're opening up some. And the school is not named for the privacy of the parent. There's another one that I got as far as well on here. Somebody emailed me, and they said, they sent me a letter. They said, here's the reopening guidelines. This is for the school. This is going to be for like middle school and elementary school. To minimize movement, we forecast assigning classes to the nearest Berlin Street entrance. Okay. Once assigned to class, students will spend their entire day, including lunchtime, in their assigned seats. Wait, what? Okay, so how does this work? Students will be expected to be regrouped based on the number of students returning. Students must not expect to return with their regular class with their classmates. Okay. Your child may not be with the same teachers as before, as several members of our staff will not be returning to school. Okay. Activities completed while in school will currently not be evaluated or graded. Okay, now we're just getting bizarre. Students must include a mini garbage and recycling bag with their lunch in order to collect their personal garbage and dispose of it at home. All students must bring their personal, labeled, and filled water bottle, as water fountains will not be available. Sharing of any items will not be permitted. When weather permits and recess reopens, they will be held outdoors with an entail of walking outside, safely distancing from one another, and prearranged patterns? What if we just step in a maximum security jail? Oh, it gets better. Bathroom visits will be monitored and escorted so that proper disinfectation by our caretakers can follow before any other students use the facility. Students are certainly welcome to bring their items from home. They're also invited to carry their own personal disinfectant wipes. Lockers will no longer be used, and students will place their spring summer jackets behind their chairs and will be using their school bags under their assigned desk. There will be no physical activity taking place in the gym, no art class, and no drama classes, and there will be no personal contact. Parent volunteers will not be permitted in the schools. Students with fever or flu-like symptoms will be returned. What the heck are they smoking in Canada? I can't even imagine the psychological damage and the rhetoric and the doggone controlling, the mind control that you're going to do to these children now when they literally walk into a maximum security prison. What are they going to do if the kids get out of line and start playing with one another? Get back in line, peasants! You're going to the principal's office and will be detained in a closed room by yourself for the rest of school. What are they going to do? I mean, what in the world are we talking about here? Going to put you in like a closed room? Going to put you in solitary confinement if you don't follow the rules? I mean, this is beyond nuts. Now, we're waiting to see if this actually is fully implemented in Canada or if this is something they're simply trying to beta test. We already know, ironically enough, this week, as you guys saw, Trudeau now signed an order to ban all semi-automatic sporting rifles in Canada, period. Basically, no AR-15s, no AKs, no Mark 18s, nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. You will not have the ability to sell, trade, do anything with them, and there's a two-year grace period for you to turn them back in and be compensated for them. They are playing for blood, like Dad just said. And I promise you, when they reopen schools in the fall, if they do in the United States, it will not be anything like you have ever seen before. If this is what they're trying to do in Canada, I promise you, they'll at least attempt to do partially that here in the United States. Remember, if you can indoctrinate children before their ages of like 7 or 8 years old, and you can literally brainwash them, you can pretty much guarantee that they're going to be in line with your propaganda and your socialist or communist ideology for the rest of their life. Pretty much. From a psychological standpoint, I majored in psych. If you can twist and pollute a mind that young and make them believe this and make them fall in line like they're in prison, you're going to build pretty much a generation of worker bees that will ask permission to do anything. They will not step over the line when they are not told to. They will not question anything. They will say, yes, master, how many more pieces do you want me to make, master? Can I please have a paycheck, master? Oh, I'm sorry, I stepped out of line. I'll go home without a paycheck. I shouldn't have said that. That was wrong of me. That's exactly what they're doing. Think about it right now. Every single business that's open, they've told them, you have to put tape on the lines. You have to put markers on the line. Step here. Social distance. Do not step closer than this. Move to the next line when the person moves in front of you. They're already conditioning everybody into concentration camp or prison-like settings. They're already doing it. That's what they do. If you guys go to jail, you ever go to prison, they put you in line. You have to stand in certain areas. You cannot go to the bathroom without permission. You cannot move without being told you can move. And if you fail to do so, you go into solitary confinement or you lose your outside privileges. That's what they already do, guys. That's what they're doing here in the United States to an alleged free country. Wake up and see what's going on and understand it's happening right here in this country, unlike anything we ever expected to see, Dad.
Well, you go to Walmart, you got to go in the right entrance. You have to get behind the stanchions. Yep. You have to wait in line. You have to sit there like a cow. Just, you know, I go up there, I moo when I go up to them. Moo! And they'll look at me like, why are you mooing? I'm like, because we're in a Caligate. We're being trained, Pavlovian conditioning, to the entire population. It wasn't enough. They had to dumb us down with fluoride in 1946 after they figured out that that's how they got the people to work in Dachau, make them servile and infertile. And I've been screaming about that for 40 years, and a lot of people have listened to me about fluoride and chlorine. These are both halogens. They mess up the thyroid. You want to get fat, drink a bunch of fluoride and chlorine water. You'll get fat. You'll mess up your thyroid. Or you get hyperthyroidism. You get unbelievably skinny, but you know, you're just going to mess you up. No matter what it does, it's going to mess you up. You know, I had a lady from England this morning contacted me. She's trying to lose weight. And I said, you got to get off the fluorine and the chlorine, period, and the bromine and the bread. You got to stay off that stuff. You know, why are we being trained like we're animals? Because they think we're animals. They don't want to believe that we're created in the image of God. They don't accept that. They think that they can just do what they want for us. You know, you got to think about this. I'm going to say this again. We're going to go esoteric for a second. Sharon goes, when you say this stuff, this sounds crazy. I said, I know it sounds crazy. I'm going to tell you what they said. In that book by Fred Bell, the guy who basically wrote a whole bunch of stuff on what happened with Roswell, he was the one on the Jesse Ventura. And I don't care for Jesse Ventura because of what he did to David Icke. And I know David Icke's not a Christian, but no one deserves to be treated the way he was treated on the air by Jesse Ventura. When David Icke basically was interviewed. He did. He told the truth, and Jesse Ventura didn't want to hear it. But what also happened is this, is Fred Bell, when he was interviewed by Jesse Ventura on Particle B Weapons, he's the one, and Fred Bell said he had built the Star Wars space-based platform, helped do it. And he was one of the scientists involved with it under Reagan, and they put it in orbit, okay? Then they could wipe out entire continents, is what they said on the Jesse Ventura. So entire cities, regions, could be wiped out with particle weapons. Kind of like on 9/11 when people were jumping out of the trade towers who weren't on fire, almost as if their building was being microwaved and they were being cooked inside out and they were diving to their death to avoid the pain. Just a little sidebar there. Read Judy Wood's book, Where Did the Towers Go? And what's kind of funny about all of this stuff, and it's not funny, is that, you know, we have this group of people who run the planet who have abilities far beyond what they should have. Where did that technology come from with particle beam weaponry and all the other things that are going on? See, and this is what we have to understand. We've got to look at what happened and where did Bill Gates get all the funding? Where did he get all the technology from? And to start, Microsoft. And it's interesting, if you read Fred Bell's book, he says that all of this technology came from the Roswell spacecrafts. And also the other book that you read by Colonel Corso, he says the same thing. It all came from these grounded spaceships. Saying, well, yeah, I don't believe in spaceships. All right, I don't care what you believe in. Just, if you, you know, just call it a chariot of the God. I mean, whatever you want to call it, the angels. You just pick a name for it. I mean, but we've all seen, most of us have seen things in the sky that are not moving the way they're supposed to move. And Fred Bell said one other thing about these things. He said that when one of their ships crashed one time, when they went inside of it, the ship, it was filled with dead human bodies and body parts. It's almost as if it was a meat processing factory. Yeah. So what are they doing? Are they eating us on top of everything else? So that's right. The Bible does say that Satan runs about as a roaring lion seeking those whom he may devour. Guys, there's a lot more stuff going on. You got to look at the South Pole. You know, you got to look at Antarctica. You got to look at all the stuff that's happening all over the planet. Now, Trump, just when you think that stupid had no bottom, the Trump White House is now drafting a legal blueprint for moon mining as part of a new deal called Artemis Accords. Unbelievable. It's not like we're not broke enough in the United States already. We're now planning on mining the moon. I mean, does that mean our technology is so advanced that we already have space-based systems up there that are doing all this? What the heck are they not telling us? And why are they trying to force us into a tyrannical lockdown, turning us into a feudal slave so that the peasants won't revolt? Guys, I tell you one thing. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And this is the day the Lord hath made, and he has delivered us from this. We can do all things. If we commit our plans on him, they will succeed. And this coronavirus plan that they have for us will not succeed because we're standing against it in the aggregate. I love you guys. I appreciate you too. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting Health Masters. Austin, close it up.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it is kind of ironic when they want to talk about how, oh, you know, this was space and that was space and that we space-based weapon platforms, that's all conspiracy theory. They don't have that. When we've seen buildings literally burn to the ground, concrete block buildings burn to the ground, and trees and leaves and wooden fences all around them, not even charred in some cases, as we saw in California with the random wildfire. And don't get me wrong, there was definitely a wildfire going on out there. But they use that as a guise of cover, in my opinion, to use some of these technology tools they have. Because even Gerard Butler, even the movie star Gerard Butler, and they got on Instagram as soon as it happened, he's walking around his neighborhood on live feed, and he's going, what the heck's going on? You know, there's trees, wooden fences, big oak trees, asphalt, cars, some of which aren't even burnt. The house burnt to the ground, concrete block house, literally in ash. That doesn't happen, guys. If you've ever watched fires, if you've ever seen anything, that's why firefighters try to stop the spread of fires. Of course, they try to slow down fires, but they always make sure the surrounding buildings and areas stay soaked down so they don't spread. It doesn't happen like that. It doesn't jump from house to house, from concrete block to concrete block, and not touch any trees or wooden fences or anything around them. They have that technology. So now let's go mine the moon. Whatever. I think a lot of this stuff is being done to kind of obfuscate from what's going on, to try to change the narrative on a regular basis so you don't see what's really, really going on. But again, we know what's going on. We get this information out there the best we can. Thank you for spreading this info. thank you for forwarding this. Feel free to sign up for our free weekly newsletter. Got all the show articles, the links, stuff like that that we have, all the topics we talk about. We put them on the website every single day. You can usually check by the end of the day. We have everything posted on the show articles. So you can click that. You can go back and look at our previous articles, our previous shows, excuse me, and see those. Also, too, the vitamin C powder, the really good vitamin C powder we started making a couple months ago. We got a fresh batch of it in stock. It's on the website right now. I know a lot of people were liking that product. It's really good, tastes good, has a little bit of stevia in it to kind of take the bite from the vitamin C. That's back in stock. And, of course, we still have the vitamin C capsules with antioxidants in stock and ready to go. No restrictions on either one of those right now. And we also have the zinc glycinate back in stock on the website. So be sure to check those out. Zinc is incredibly imperative for the immune system. It's not the main, but it's definitely a supplemental one. The vitamin C and the D3 are two of the most important ones that Dad and I have talked about and have posted research after research after research on showing what those do to maintain a healthy immune system, guys. Listen to what's going on and understand and look through the research. And that's what I tell the time. Don't just believe me. Do your own research. Make your own phone calls. Put your own emails out there. Read your own articles. Look back at the real research and what's going on. Ask yourself, why is it every time something starts to work, like vitamin C or D3 or even the doggone chloroquine with zinc and the antibiotic, how they completely, totally said, nope, doesn't work, fake news, has completely unsubstantiated, doesn't work at all. When you had hundreds of doctors come out and say the vitamin C is working, the intravenous vitamin C is working, high doses of oral vitamin C are working, the chloroquine and zinc are working. Nope, fake news. Fauci gets out there in his infinite wisdom. Oh, it's fake news. That's unsubstantiated. That's not real. We need a vaccine. That's the only thing that's going to stop this. Understand where the money's going, and then you'll find out who has the agenda to actually push all this stuff. When you start dealing with hundreds of billions of dollars, like we have seen now, go all over the world in this last 2.2, well, it's technically a $6.2 trillion bill with the Fed adding $4 trillion to the stock market. Wake up and see what's going on. Spread the information. Thank you again for making the difference, especially like the lady out in Texas. The more we make stuff like that go viral and we start talking about it, the more of a difference we can actually make and stop these guys and expose them for what they're doing. Thank you for the continued support. Healthmasters.com. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.